the recording, we've got the audio cast, and we have quorum in both houses. It's Jonathan Robinson speaking for the record. Item one is the administrative matters, so we'll proceed with a roll call right away, please, Claire.
Thank you, Jonathan. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. On the call, we have Jeff Newman.
Present.
Ching Zhao.
Present.
Jonathan Robinson.
Present.
Mason Cole is absent, and he has given his proxy to Volker Greiman, who is on the call. Volker.
Present.
Yohef Karen is not yet on the call. Thomas Rickert.
Present.
Bayi Jamil is absent, and he's given his proxy to John Berard, who's on the call, I believe. John?
Yes, I'm here.
Brian Winterfeld?
Present.
Peter Rindfors?
Present.
Osvaldo Nova?
Present.
Wolf Ulrich Knoben?
Yes, present.
Maria Farrell?
Present.
Wendy Salter? I do not see her yet on the call. Has anybody got a proxy for Wendy? David Cake?
Present.
And David Cake is holding a proxy for Magali Pazello, who is absent. Joy Lidicote is absent, and she has a temporary alternate, Norbert Klein, in her place. Norbert Klein. Thank you. Wolfgang Klein. Thank you, Norbert. Wolfgang Kleinwächter is absent, and he has given his proxy to Maria Farrell, who is on the line. And we have Lanre Ajayi. Lanre, you are on the line, but I think you are perhaps on.
Present.
Thank you, Lanre. Jennifer Wolf.
Present.
Thank you. Alan Greenberg. Not yet on the call. And Han Chuan Lee. Not yet on the call. For staff, we have David Olive, Rob Hogarth, Margie Malam, Barbara Roseman, Barry Cobb, Lars Hoffman, Carlos Reyes, and we have apologies from Marika Koenig and Julie Headland. For our technical staff, we have Corey Schiff on the phone, and lastly, myself, Glenda Sanjavi. Have I left anybody off the roll call? Thank you, Jonathan. Over to you.
Thank you, Glenn, and thank you all the councillors for participating or producing your proxies in short notice, or at least relatively short notice for this meeting. Item 1.2 calls for an update on statements of interest. So if I could have any updates since the last very recently passed council call of the 17th of January, if I could call for any updates, please.
It's Maria here. I have an update.
Thanks, Maria. Go ahead.
Thank you. And apologies, I meant to give this on last week and missed. I am doing some consulting work for .zon, which is the company of the people that run .berlin, new GTLD application, and several others, and I'm doing some communications consulting for them. I have yet to update my written statement of interest, but I will do so today.
Thanks, Maria. Anyone else? Hearing none, I'll move on to 1.3. We have a single agenda item. That's to review and potentially add endorsements to the list of endorsed applicants to the ATRT. So if I could have any comment or input on the agenda, and then I'll make some comments myself. Hearing none and seeing no hands up in the room, I'll to provide a brief preamble on this item. Essentially, we have a process that we as a council inherited from the prior ATRT process, and what it essentially requests or requires us to do in order to follow it is to take a set of endorsements provided to us by the stakeholder groups, to review those for gender and geographic diversity. If you've got any questions about that, it's covered in bullet in point three on the screen you'll see up in front of you, and to potentially add candidates to that slate of up to four, depending on the number of endorsements we've received. We have asked for this meeting, or I've together with staff, convened this meeting today with notice in order to attempt to complete the GNSO process for endorsing the candidates. However, we're left with a problem in this, which I'll describe as follows. We are required to produce the output from the GNSO by the 28th, according to the request that we've had from and the timetable that ICANN has produced. An original letter went out asking for stakeholder groups to give to us their endorsed candidates by the 24th. That proved to be problematic given that we have a registries and registrars meeting in Amsterdam taking place next week, which will significantly distract many from the contracted party's house. And it turns out that that's followed by non-contracted parties' house or meeting in LA the week after. In order to avoid clashing with that, we've attempted to bring it forward to produce council endorsements today on the 24th, on the 21st. But Glenn, as I understand it, we have not received endorsements from anyone other than the registrars at this point.
That is so, to the best of my knowledge, Jonathan. The
right.
Only endorsement that I have received was from the registrars for Tom Barrett, which
so
I submitted to the council list.
To go ahead, thanks, Glenn. The process would permit us to go ahead and simply endorse one candidate and then back it up with an additional candidate or candidates to produce geographic and gender diversity. My difficulty with that is twofold. It doesn't reflect particularly well on us to simply be forwarding, to have only received it, to be forwarding one endorsed candidate. But more importantly, it may be argued by the other stakeholder groups that they originally were working towards the deadline of the 24th. So in my view, and I'll take any comment or input on this, we have no alternative but to wait till midnight UTC on the 24th, which is the conventional end of day we work to, and then to put this to the extent that we need to add candidates to the slate to produce either the required gender or geographic diversity to vote for those candidates on list in order to see if we add to the slate of up to four produced by the stakeholder groups. So I see a couple of hands up in the chat room, but my suggested process I'll give to you and then I'll take the feedback on that is to leave the process open for us to receive the stakeholder group endorsements until midnight on the 24th and then deal with the vote on list. Seeing a couple of hands up in the chat room, I'll take input first from John and then from Jeff Newman. John Berard.
Thank you, Jonathan. This is a question for my IPC and ISPC colleagues, Wolf, Brian. Are we not agreed as to who our recommendation is? Wolf, I mean, are we not agreed?
This is Brian Winterfeld. Yes, my understanding is that the IPC endorses Mike Roberts as our preferred candidate.
Right, and I thought that the CSG had endorsed Mike. Is that not true, Wolf?
No, not yet.
Ah.
No. Well, I have to admit there is still discussion going on, so and under which conditions and these things. So there is no decision on yet.
Before we go to Jeff, just by way of a response to John on the procedural aspect of that as well, John, we need to the letters of call for those endorsements once complete to be sent to the GNSO secretariat. So to the extent that we do follow the process that I've suggested, I would encourage you strongly to go back to your constituencies and ultimately stakeholder groups and encourage them to submit those endorsements. And one other final point I would make on that is that we, whilst a single endorsement is is highly desirable, arguably necessary in the process, although it's not ultimately necessary. It would be also helpful to have any backup candidates in order to have a pool to select from for the diversity requirements. So if you can make that very clear to your stakeholder groups and reflect on the process that the GNSO has previously prepared, it seeks A, an endorsed candidate, and B, up to two supplementary candidates that may be required for the council to vote on to meet the diversity requirements. Thank you, John. Over to you, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, I'll submit this in writing, but the registries voted last week. We actually support three candidates, but will officially endorse one. The three candidates that we support are Brian Cute, Scott Blake Harris, and Sarah Falvey, but the registries have voted, and the one that we're endorsing is Brian Cute. So I just wanted that on the record, and I guess we'll submit that in writing as well. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thanks, Jeff. I was going by what had been submitted in writing, but that's helpful to have that input. So, in effect, providing that's backed up in writing, we will have an endorsed candidate from the registries group plus an endorsed candidate from the registrar's group. It sounds like the commercial stakeholder group is getting near. NCSG, I've yet to hear from, although they have some discussion in the background with them, indicating that they are working hard to produce an endorsed candidate. So I'd like to, before moving forward, call for any comments or any support for the process I've outlined, which, just to reiterate, will be to leave the slate open for endorsements, written endorsements, to be sent to the GNSO Secretariat as per my letter up until midnight on the 24th, and then to look to supplement that slate of up to four candidates via an online and a list-based vote during the subsequent 48 hours, such that I can then forward it on or communicate it to the selectors that we have that output in time for the deadline of the 28th. So if there are any comments in support of or against that, I'll hear them, and otherwise I suggest we will probably bring the meeting to a close.
Yes, Jonathan.
Thanks, Maria. I've got Maria marking a tick in the chat. I've got John Berard's hand up and Wolf Ulrich, your hand up. So, John, and then Wolf. John, your hand
up. Sorry, Jonathan. It was up from earlier.
Thank you, and then Wolf Ulrich.
Yeah, thank you, Jonathan. Well, I fully agree. I'm in agreement to that process as well. My only question is what is going to happen if one of the outstanding stakeholder groups, CSG and NCSG, is not in the position well to provide a candidate until 24th. So to my knowledge, so if I read, you know, if you read the application, the call for application, then it is written, then the stakeholder group endorsement should be provided by the 28th of January. So I would like to make that clear, so that we shouldn't have a discussion after that, that maybe somebody could be of the idea, okay, we have time until the 28th of January. I understand, you know, we have this, and I also try well to convince people within my stakeholder group that we have this process here, well, to that the council has a role on this, but formally, it may be, and somebody from staff could maybe check that at the end, a stakeholder group could have time until the 28th, well, to provide their names. So that's my question, my comment.
My recollection of that, and I wouldn't mind that being confirmed, but my recollection of that is that it's not the stakeholder group endorsements, but the supporting organizations. The ACs and SOs have to produce their output by the 28th. And given that, in our case, the GNSO has to do that, we require and have required and requested that stakeholder groups provide their endorsements to the council no later than the 24th in order to meet that deadline.
Okay, yes. You're right.
So I don't think those are inconsistent. That's my understanding. We have a supporting organization endorsement to be produced by the 28th. We have requested previously and set a deadline of the 24th in order to give the council the opportunity to endorse and pass through those stakeholder groups and endorsements and or supplement them as required. So I think there are not inconsistencies in that. David, I see your hand is up. David.
Yes. I'm just looking at the list of applications. There are 8. Is that correct?
Yes.
7 from the collection.
No, it's 8.
And we need, it looks like we are going to be very hard put to meet the diversity criteria. My understanding is I don't actually think we can meet the geographical diversity criteria from those 8 candidates.
David, my understanding is we need to do 2 things, and if I'm reading this incorrectly or you read it differently, please let me know. We have to our diversity criteria are quite simple. Not more than half of the nominees should come from the same geographic region. So let's assume we had, and don't forget the nominees, the stakeholder endorsed.
All right, so if the CSG, and I'm giving on the 8 existing candidates.
Yes.
If the CSG is going to endorse Michael Roberts,
correct.
That would mean the only one candidate not from North America left in the list would be Mary Laura Lemonnier from NCSG.
Let me explain how I think it works, David.
Yeah.
If we've got those 3 that we've got the registries, the registrars, and the CSG all from North America. The NCSG candidate could, endorsed candidate could come either from North America or from Latin America. And then our job as a council is to review that list, recognize that, in fact, it turns out that there are not, that less than half has come from North America. And to the extent that the candidate pool permits, to supplement that list with candidates outside of North America, and we can only do that by a 60% affirmative vote from both houses. So it's a kind of, my reading of it is, it's a best efforts attempt to ensure diversity along that route.
And just looking at the reality here is that it is going to be very hard for us to meet those diversity targets.
That's the situation, yeah.
Just raising it as potential, it looks quite likely we'll need to kick in the we'll need to kick in the potential plus 2 rule.
Yeah, I'm anticipating that we almost certainly will do, David. We've got to a point now where I think that permutation. Well, given especially that we haven't got a formal indication that Michael Roberts will be the chosen candidate, but if indeed he
is, absolutely,
we will almost certainly have to. And so I am anticipating that. So what I'm expecting is we will be circulating a slate from the remaining candidates that says, here are the 3 remaining candidates. This is what's required to meet diversity. Please vote for these candidates in a 48-hour email ballot.
Thank you for clarifying that process.
Thanks, David. John Berard, you have another question.
Yeah, yes, I do, Jonathan. I'm a little, I realize it's early here, and I've already expressed some puzzlement over the CSG not officially endorsing Mike Roberts. But diversity on the ATRT review team is not our responsibility. The ultimate diversity of the ATRT review team is the responsibility of the board, is it not? I mean, we are not the only group offering nominees to the ATRT review team. If you wanted to endorse 60-year-old white guys from London, that would be fine as long as the ultimate decision makers were able to fashion the kind of geographic and gender diversity that they were looking for. So I don't think that we need to get so totally hung up. I mean, yes, I think we could offer alternatives or additional nominees as per the rules if we want it to be helpful. But I don't think it falls to us as the GNSO Council to ensure diversity on the ATRP review team.
John, let me respond to that with 2 points. First of all, any applicant, of which we are looking at a slate of 8 of the overall universe of applicants, can be appointed to the ATRT review, the review team by the selectors. It is not in our gift to appoint them to the review team. That is the selector's job. So it can be any candidate, regardless of GNSO endorsement or not. Separate to that, the GNSO has an endorsement process that was previously designed and agreed, to which we are working, which simply looks for 4 candidates, one from each stakeholder group, or up to 4 candidates to be endorsed by the GNSO, one from each stakeholder group. And in addition, should those 4 candidates not meet our GNSO-specified diversity requirements, we will add up to 2, providing we can produce a vote of more than 60% of both houses. So all of this, none of this, these endorsements by the GNSO are simply our attempt to offer to the selectors a reasonable slate of GNSO-endorsed candidates. The selectors may choose to appoint none of our candidates or all of them to the review team, and indeed may supplement them from any other applicants. Does that help?
Yes, Jonathan, it does. And so I guess where I am right now is, what's our plan right now? I mean, there's at least one wrench that has been thrown into the works by the CSG. Are we now intending to do this on the list, voting asynchronously before the end of the day on the 24th, or have we adopted some other plan? If I could just get some sense of that.
John, let me reiterate what my stroke our plan is. It is to leave the situation open until midnight UTC for stakeholder group endorsements to be provided to the council. So that's step one. Midnight 24th, that's Wednesday this week. Having closed that opportunity for endorsement, we may or may not have endorsements from all 4 stakeholder groups. My indications are that we will and should have. Regardless, we will then proceed to review those endorsements, and that's simply a technical review to see how they compare to the diversity requirements. And when we have done that, we will see that there is a requirement to potentially supplement with 1 or a maximum of 2 additional candidates. And the only basis on which we can do that is A, to meet the diversity requirements, and B, by ensuring that they have the support of 60% of both houses. And yes, I think we'll need to vote for that asynchronously on list by simply declaring our vote on list.
Thank you, Jonathan.
David, is your hand up from previously, or
My apologies, forgot to take it down.
So thanks, everyone. This is for me and for you a little tedious to have gone through this process. It is important to get clearly for the selectors to get the review team together. I very much appreciate you coming on to this call. I had hoped that the stakeholder groups would be able to produce their endorsements in time, but they clearly, not everyone has been able to, and I feel it's incumbent on me and us to provide up to that original 24th deadline in order to do that, in spite of having attempted to get it done by the 21st. So we are left with this process to do the votes online. I'll give a moment for any other comments, questions, or input, after which point I suggest we call the meeting closed. Thank you again, everyone. We will take this on list, and please go back to your stakeholder groups and ensure that the endorsements, to the extent that they are made, are provided to the GNSO Secretariat, and they'll be circulated to the Council in short order. Thanks again. The meeting is now closed.
Thanks, Jonathan. Bye.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jonathan.